Welcome to The Visionary Mother, a podcast for the mother who sees business and life for what it can become and is ready to make it happen. I am your host, Kristen Laffrey. As a mindset and business coach, I support visionary mothers just like you to monetize their gifts, to create consistent impact and income, to create a life that feels deeply activated and aligned. Join me in these episodes where we dive into solidifying your foundations, aligning your mindset, and simplifying your strategy so that you can create growth in your business without sacrificing yourself or your family in the process. If you know you are here for something bigger and you are ready to bring it to life, then you are exactly where you're meant to be. Let's dive in.
Hello and welcome to this week's podcast episode. I am so excited to dive into this topic today because I recently asked in my story also on Instagram what topics it is that you are interested in hearing more about and learning more about. One of the topics that came up multiple times was the overwhelm of creating offers and having too many ideas and knowing how to really break that down and refine that. And so today what I want to talk about is specifically around having too many offers within your business. And I think for so many of the women I work with, you know, having supported so many clients over the past almost 4 years now, this is probably one of the greatest challenges I see for so many women, particularly in building their business in those early days where they're creating all these offers or they have too many ideas or they're trying to support too many people. And what it's actually doing is holding them back from really laser focusing on where it is that they want to grow their business, how it is that they want to grow their business. And what I see so often is really simplifying your offers and refining what it is that you offer to your ideal clients can have such a significant impact on the growth of your business, but also that long-term sustainability as well. And so I'm going to talk to this topic today of having too many offers. So the first place I want to start in this is the reason this is so important to connect within your business, firstly, is if you're here to serve people and support clients, the reality is that you're a service-led business, right? Your role is to support people, to work with people, and ultimately the aim in building your business is moving people into your offers so that you can support them. One of the greatest challenges I see for so many women when they're building their offer suite, when they're not really laser focused on who they want to serve or how they're serving them, and they create all these offers to cater to everyone, what I find so often is that what they're actually doing firstly is overwhelming their ideal client. And I see this so often where it becomes almost difficult for your ideal clients to decide where it is that they want support, how it is that they want you to support them, because you offer too many different options. And I want to start with this because decision fatigue is a real challenge for so many people. And right now your ideal clients might be struggling with this fatigue around needing to make a decision, weighing up so many different options that it becomes overwhelming and therefore holds them back from making that decision and actually working with you, right? And so this is where I want to start firstly, because like I said, the goal in your business and the way that you are here to build a profitable and sustainable business is through serving people. And the key in this is that we want to be moving them into your offers, and we don't want that process to feel overwhelming or challenging for them. We want this whole process of them making a decision to almost feel like a no-brainer. And this is why coming back to, you know, so much of the foundations within your business, particularly around your messaging and how you're communicating with your ideal clients, but also how you're attracting the right people into your offers as well. And so right now, if you have a lot of offers, if you're offering many different types of services, this is where I want to focus today. Really getting clear on what it is that you offer and how you support your ideal clients. So what I see for a lot of the women that I start working with is they've done multiple qualifications, maybe in different disciplines. Maybe they're a doula or a sleep consultant, or, you know, they have all these different elements to the work that they do. But what I find so often is that sometimes when you've completed multiple certifications from multiple different people and you're trying to bring together all of these different skill sets, what I find for a lot of women is they don't know how to package that and deliver that as a service for their clients. And so what they're trying to do is add all these separate layers of support to their business because they don't know how to integrate that. They don't know what it is that makes them unique, how they serve their clients by bringing together all these different elements of their support. And so right now, if you're serving multiple different people with multiple different services in multiple different ways, this could be important to connect with firstly in terms of, are you really clear on how you serve people, your unique framework for supporting your ideal client? Because if you have all these different qualifications, certifications, trainings that you've completed, and you're not yet sure on how that comes together and how you can utilize that and package that to support your ideal clients, this could be a contributing factor to why you have so many offers right now. And so, you know, even just looking back on the journey of the last 3.5 years of supporting women, so many of my clients that have come to me, I've seen this exact challenge where they're serving all these different ways and they have these different layers to their support. But what I find so often is that when we do the work on getting really clear on who they are, how they serve their clients, what their brand stands for, what the business is that they're building, they really find this way of simplifying their offers because they get clear, right? And laser focused on who it is that they serve and how they serve them. And so this is so important to connect with. Like I said, if you've done multiple qualifications, certifications, different trainings, this may be a lack of clarity here in terms of how this all comes together to support your clients. And so I want to acknowledge that firstly, because that is one of the greatest barriers I see for women in being able to really laser focus and refine their offers to support their clients, because they haven't yet got that clarity around how they actually support their clients, what makes them unique. And the key in this is that this is ultimately what is going to speak to your ideal client, but also it's what's going to position you within your industry as well. And so right now, if this feels like you're lacking clarity around how you serve clients, what it is that makes you unique, how you package all that together to create an incredible service for your clients, this is where I encourage you to start. Because like I said, it's hard to move forward and create changes in other elements of your business if you don't have that clarity first. So connecting to this, are you clear on your vision? Are you clear on how you support your clients? Do you have a framework that you've developed around how you support your ideal clients to get to the outcomes they desire? Start with this clarity because that is going to support you in moving forward, right? So the three key areas that I see this really holding women back within their business is that if you have too many offers right now, and you know, it's challenging for you to clearly package and communicate your services to your ideal client. The first place where I see this holding women back is that you may not be speaking to one person. And this is so important in business and in your marketing, is that you need to speak to a person. And so if you're not clear on who that person is or how your services specifically support that person, then you may not be speaking to anyone. And so this could be one of the greatest challenges and miscommunications that's holding you back from attracting ideal clients right now if you're not speaking to that person. And this is such a key part in your messaging. And this is why working with clients, we really laser focus on the messaging and your messaging framework and, you know, what you stand for, because it's important to recognize that you need to speak to an ideal client, right? You need to speak to that person so that they can relate, they can connect. And this is why messaging is so essential. So you may not be speaking to one person right now. And as we know, if you're trying to reach everyone, you're probably not reaching anyone, which brings me to my second point in terms of what this could be holding you back from, why this might be stopping you from growing your business right now, is that you may be trying to cater to too many people. And so what I find a lot of the time is that if you have too many offers and you're trying to attract too many different people, you may not be catering to that specific person, right? And so you're trying to meet the needs of everyone. If you're trying to offer something to everyone so that you don't miss out on a client, once again, it's going to hold you back from speaking to the person that you're here to speak to. But it's so easy to think that if I offer more services, if I add in more qualifications and different offerings, then I can cater to more people and therefore my business is going to grow. But what I find so often is coming back and laser focusing on what it is that you do, who it is that you want to support. That is what's actually going to be pivotal for your business in terms of moving you forward. So the final point here that I truly see time and time again is holding women back when they have too many offers within their business is that they're either not attracting clients or they aren't attracting the right clients, right? Your ideal client that you're here to serve. And this is really a follow-on from those first two key points there, in that you aren't speaking to one person and you're trying to cater for too many people. And so right now, if you're not attracting clients or you're not attracting the right clients, this is what I encourage you to connect to. So we have a beautiful conversation recently within this round of the Mother Mind. And one of the beautiful women in the Mother Mind who is a doula was sharing around how laser focused she is on who she supports. Now, being so specific on that type of client that she's attracting and that particular niche is actually the factor that's growing her business quite quickly because she's so laser focused on who she's supporting. It's a very niche market that she's targeting. And therefore, she's speaking to one very specific person. She's not trying to cater to everyone. She's not trying to cater to everyone's needs. She's speaking to that one person and she's solving that very specific problem. And so this is where I see time and time again that really getting clear on this is so pivotal within your business because you can't be speaking to everyone. You can't be trying to cater for everyone within your business. And it's so easy to think that if I just keep adding these layers to my business, then my business is ultimately going to grow. But I really want to speak to where to focus on now, because this is where I want to shift the conversation to. Yes, it's holding you back right now, right? If you've acknowledged that you have too many offers, you feel like you're overwhelming your ideal client with decision fatigue, you're feeling overwhelmed because you're trying to market so many different offers. I really want to break down, where do you go from here, right? Where do you start? So the first place I want to start with this is you need to get clear on who it is that you serve. And I've probably said this so many times in this podcast episode already, but in recent episodes, the importance of getting clear on who it is that you serve, because like I said before, you need to speak to someone. And the more specifically you can speak to that person, the more targeted your messaging is going to be in your marketing in terms of attracting that person, right? And so you need to get clear on who it is that you serve. And it's important to get clear on who it is that you want to serve, right? This isn't just anyone, but this is who you want to serve. And it's important to connect with this because we want to ensure that you're attracting the right clients, you're attracting your ideal clients, the people that you want to work with. And so it's important for you to give yourself permission to connect with that. If you blocked out all of the fear that if I just laser focus on this person, then I wouldn't attract these people and this person and my business would be really streamlined, who is it that you want to serve, right? You need to get clear on this. You need to understand them because this is going to drive your marketing. This is going to drive the pathways that you build out in terms of attracting your ideal clients. But knowing who it is that you serve is where this starts. Now, this is the work that I deep dive into with my clients because I know the importance of not just you having that clarity, but you being able to articulate that. And I think there's a key difference there that a lot of people don't recognize is that you probably know, like in your heart, who it is that you're here to serve, but can you articulate that? Because a lot of the time, the clients that I work with, when they come to me and I get them to explain who it is that they serve, that actually becomes really challenging to communicate that, right? So getting clear on who it is that you're here to serve, but being able to articulate that is essential within your business. Right now, the second step that I really want to speak to here is getting clear on the journey that you support them through. This is ultimately understand what is the problem that you solve. So many people don't go deeper into this. And honestly, like if I look back at, I don't even know how many clients I've served over the last almost 4 years, This is something that so many of my clients have breakthroughs around because they don't actually connect with what is the problem that they're actually solving, right? That journey that they're taking their ideal client through to ultimately support them to get to that outcome. But you need to be super clear on that journey that you're supporting them through. And so if you don't understand that, this is where you need to deep dive into. This isn't just a matter of writing out a paragraph and being done with this. This is a process of deep diving into this and gaining that clarity in terms of how you support them. This is where so many of my clients build out their unique frameworks for supporting their ideal clients, because that is your unique solution that you're selling, that you're providing to them, right? To get to that outcome. So you need to be super clear on that journey there that you support them through and ultimately what makes you unique in being able to do that. So the third point here, following on from this, right? You're clear on who you serve, you're clear on the journey that you support them through. The third piece in this is building your core business offers. Now, this is a really unique approach in terms of business because, like I was saying before, I think the challenge with so many women is that when you have so many ideas, it's so easy to build out this convoluted business in terms of adding more offers and, you know, increasing your offers and the services that you have, right? But what I see so often is the most simplified way to grow your business in a way that's profitable and sustainable is to get really clear on your core business offers and build those out. Like I said, in those early stages of business, it's not about scaling your business. It's not about how many business offers you can get out there. It's about really creating those replicable processes for you to be able to create an income and an impact. And so the way that I support my clients through this, and particularly within the Mother Mind, is building out those core business offers, building out those pathways to attracting the right clients, but then really refining your messaging and your marketing and your sales process to move them into your packages, right? And so if you don't have that replicable marketing strategy and sales process, that's where you need to focus, because so many women move from launching this offer to launching another offer and then launching a new offer that they never really get clear on what needs to be refined to support them in building their business, right? And so this is where I encourage you to connect to in terms of building out your core business offers, connecting to what is the core of your business right now. And what are those offers that are essential to your business? Because like I said, this is where you need to build your business. I see so many women trying to scale from day one within their business when they don't have these foundations in place. And this is what I encourage you to come back to. Because like I said before, this is about you being able to create these replicable processes in terms of attracting clients and moving them into your offers. And so if you can really refine that with your core offers, that is going to allow you to grow. And so leading into the fourth and final point here that I really want to speak to and emphasize, this is where I support a lot of my clients that are growing their business. They have that core business offers in place. They have those foundations there, and now they're looking to strategically scale. And so the fourth point that I really want to speak to here in terms of, you know, bringing back your offers, getting clear on your core business offers, is then that's when you get to strategically scale your business through building on your core business offers, right? Building on that client journey to support your clients in additional ways. But it's important to recognize that this is after you build out your core business offers. This is after you've created those processes for attracting your ideal clients, right? Like being able to create that consistency in terms of your income. That strategic scaling happens after that. And so I really want to emphasize this, because you can get to the point in your business where you have multiple offers, but you have multiple pathways for attracting those clients. You have a replicable marketing strategy and sales process that you're applying across multiple offers because you've built that and you've refined that. And so, like I said, so many people try to skip to the, well, how do I scale my business? And they think the solution is just launching more offers, creating more things, selling more downloadables and more online courses when in fact, what they need to come back to is the marketing strategy and the sales process that's going to be able to create those sales, create that income so that you can work with those people and create that that impact, right? And so these are the four steps that I really want to emphasize today. If you have too many offers and you're feeling overwhelmed, you're overwhelming your ideal clients and you really want to bring it back in, this is where I want you to connect to, right? Getting really clear on who it is that you serve, getting clear on the journey that you support them through. And from there, building out your core business offers, which is going to become the foundation of your business. Like I said, once you know how to launch, once you know how to market, once you know how to attract clients, you've built out those pathways, that becomes the core of your business. And for so many of the women I support, that's what creates that consistency there in terms of their business, right? Their income. And so then they can leverage these opportunities to scale their business because they have those solid foundations in place. And so the fourth piece there is strategically scaling through building on that client journey. And so right now, if you don't feel like you're speaking to anyone, if you're trying to cater to everyone with your offers, and as a result, you're not attracting clients or you're not attracting the right client, the client that you're here to serve, that ideal client, this is what I encourage you to come back to, because it can feel like you're taking 10 steps backwards if you're cutting out offers from your business, right? It can feel like you're really taking a massive step back within your business, but what I see so often is that this whole process here is not just about cutting out offers. This is about you laser focusing on where your business is right now, where you want to grow your business, and getting really clear on that core business for you to be able to solidify. And so, like I said, if you feel overwhelmed right now because you're not targeting the people you want to target, you're not attracting the clients that you want to attract, and you feel like you're just adding more and more to your business, but it's not actually growing your income in a way that's sustainable, this is what I highly encourage you to come back to. Like I said, for myself working with so many ambitious and driven women, I find so often that sometimes the hardest thing is knowing what ideas I want to follow on with, that I want to actually commit to and bring to life, but also sometimes being able to say no to those offers that don't align right now. And, you know, this has been such a big part of my own journey in terms of trusting timing. And this comes to this as well, right? Knowing that I may have this idea of what I want to launch or something that I want to create, but it doesn't have to mean that it has to be now. And so I highly encourage you to connect with this, because if you're feeling overwhelmed within your business, you're feeling like there's so much happening and you're not getting those results, it's probably because you haven't simplified your business. You haven't established that core foundation within your business and really simplified those strategies within your business for building pathways for attracting clients and, you know, simple strategies for moving them into your offers. This is what I encourage you to connect to, right? Really simplifying your business so that it supports you to create that core business, and then focus on creating that consistency there in terms of income before adding more layers and more offers to your business. So I truly hope this supports you today to connect with this. If you have a lot of ideas or you're feeling overwhelmed because there's so much happening within your business, if you feel like you're posting on social media but you don't know who you're speaking to, you don't know what your messaging is because you're not clear on who you support and how you support them, this is something I encourage you to connect to. Like I said, this is how I support my clients, because I know the importance of having a really strong foundation within your business. And so really solidifying what are those core business offers within your business right now? Where do you potentially need to refocus and refine those offers to come back to this? Or like I said right at the beginning, do you need to firstly get clear on how it is that you support people? What makes you unique in terms of the way that you support people? Because right now, if you have all these qualifications, these different ways to support clients, it might feel overwhelming, really refining that and packaging that to be able to support your clients. So I really hope this supports you today to deep dive into this, connect back to what is your core business, and really focus on solidifying this so that you can position your business to strategically grow and build on that core business. Have the most incredible day, and I'll speak to you soon. It has been such a pleasure having you here today. If you have enjoyed today's episode, then make sure you jump over to Instagram and tag me in a story to let me know what it is that you are going to take from this episode today to apply to your business, to start solidifying those foundations, aligning your mindset, and simplifying your strategy so that you can turn this vision for impact into the profitable and sustainable business that you know it is here to become. Have the most incredible week, and until next time, take care.